This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The impeachment process against President Donald Trump is moving into a new phase, with the House Judiciary Committee getting set to take up the probe next week. But as AP's Rita Foley reports, the nation remains divided over whether the president should be impeached at all.
Two new polls released this week show the public remains roughly evenly divided over the question. Lead House impeachment investigator Democrat Adam Schiff says the president tried to get foreign nations to interfere in our elections. President Trump told a rally in Florida Tuesday night,
"They don't even know what they're talking about. It's a scam. It's a hoax."
Next week, the House Judiciary Committee hears from legal experts as it decides whether to write articles of impeachment, and if so, what those articles will be. Rita Foley, Washington.
Human Rights Watch says that it has damning evidence showing the Turkish-backed Syrian National Army is engaged in summary executions, pillaging, seizure of property, and prevention of people returning to their homes in Syria. Human Rights Watch cites evidence that the SNA executed prisoners, seized the homes of local Kurds, and engaged in indiscriminate shelling of civilians. It also says social media postings of videos put up by the militia appear to show the execution of women prisoners. Last month, Turkish forces and the SNA launched an offensive in northeast Syria against Syrian Democratic Forces, which are made up mainly of the Kurdish militia, the YPG. Ankara considers the YPG terrorists, but the militia was a crucial ally of the United States military effort against Islamic State. Turkey vehemently denies any intention that it is seeking to make demographic changes in Syria. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, log on to our website. This is VOA News. The death